Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Come on in, make yourself at home. Today is March the 19th. It's a Friday. It's a very big day. Today we celebrate the Solemnity, which is the highest holy day, according to the Church, of St. Joseph. We'll be talking a little bit about St. Joseph. We have a special gospel from today's Mass, which is in honor of St. Joseph. In addition, we'll look at the daily verse for Give Up Worry for Lent. So we got lots of things going on here. Hope you're doing well. Now, I realize that not everybody is Catholic who listens to this show. I'm a Catholic. Many of the people who listen to this program are Catholic, but not everyone. So we want to talk a little bit about St. Joseph, and in particular, biblical saints. How can they help us? And I'll give you the Catholic point of view. I'll give you the non-Catholic point of view as well. But saints can help us tremendously. And I will explain in very general terms where I'm going with this. So I hope you could stick around, because we do this as view this as Catholic Christians as a special day. In fact, normally Fridays of Lent are days of fast and of days of abstinence, I should say, where we abstain from eating meat. When you have a solemnity such as today, that necessity to fast is lifted. So in other words, we can eat meat today. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, because I had a beautiful sandwich today. I had a bacon and egg and cheese sandwich that I made myself today. And I want to talk about this, because we can view this lifting of the necessity to fast from meat, or abstain from meat. I should say abstinence and fasting, two different things. But we can view it as a loophole, but it really isn't a loophole. And I'll explain my thought process on this. It has to do with why we're doing what we're doing. And you know, during Lent, I think it's easy to sometimes lose sight of why we do what we do. And I think this is a good time to talk about it. So we'll address that on the program as well. But it's just so great to be here with you. I'm looking outside. It is a beautiful, sunny day. Windy, but sunny, a little on the cool side. But man, I'll take this. This is really nice. I hope you are doing well. I really do. I hope your Lent is going well. This Sunday, fifth Sunday of Lent. Hard to believe it, right? Last Sunday of Lent, technically. We still have 2 weeks to go, though, because we have Palm Sunday. And then we have all of Holy Week leading up to Easter Sunday. But Easter is 2 weeks away from this Sunday. It's hard to believe. Maybe we should talk a little bit about that. We'll save that for next week. We'll talk a little bit about how it's still not too late to make this a great Lent. You know, one of the unfortunate things that can happen to us is we can get into this mindset of, well, Lent's almost over, therefore what's done is done. But that's not true. We can still get a lot out of this Lenten season if we work at it. So we'll talk about that next week, I think. I'm doing show planning on the air, in case you didn't notice. Hey, let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven, who's waiting to hear from us. We have a Father in heaven who loves us, who is all-powerful, who is with us wherever we are. So in a kind of a really cool way, the Father is with me. He's with you also. He can do that. That's the amazing thing about our Heavenly Father. We may never understand how God can do what he does, but that's a good thing, because if we could fully understand him, then he wouldn't be superior to us. He wouldn't be God. And that's hard for us to accept sometimes, because we like to think that we can figure everything out, but we really can't. And so much of our faith is a mystery, meaning that we can never fully understand all the ins and outs of our faith, but that's why it's called faith. So let's turn to our Father in heaven right now. Let's ask him to bless us, to bless the time we are about to spend together, and also I'm going to ask him to help me, to give me the words for this program. So if you'll join me, we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for being present. Thank you for creating us. out of nothing. Thank you, Father, for being with us and giving us a small sense of your power. Father, we thank you for controlling the universe, the world, our life. And I mean that in a good way. Thank you for being in charge and for keeping things running and processing. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our families and our friends this day. We thank you for the gift of Saint Joseph as an example, as a teacher, as an intercessor. We ask you, Father, to open our minds and our hearts so that we can hear and respond to the message that you have for us on the program today. And finally, I ask you to use me as your instrument, to give me the message, to let me know what I'm supposed to say this day on the program. Father, I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for praying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My name is Gary Zimek. Hopefully, you got to hear me this morning on Relevant Radio on the on Morning Air. If not, I believe they put the archived broadcast up on their website, relevantradio.com. We talked a little bit on the show this morning about my new book, Give Up Worry for Good. That book is available now. If you want to go to my website, followingthetruth.com, you can find out how to order that book for yourself. While you're there, don't forget to get on my daily email list, where I send out a Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled email every day with a Bible verse and a little reflection. So if you want to get on that, that's totally free of charge, not going to cost you anything. And it's a way to, at least it's my way of really reaching out to you and trying to connect you with Christ and letting you know how much he can help you with whatever it is that you're dealing with each day. So that's followingthetruth.com for more information. I also want to mention that I've started to be contacted again for speaking engagements. So if you want to bring me into your church or to your conference, please contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com. I'd love to come out and speak to you, to your parishioners, to the members of your church, or your conference attendees. Right now, my schedule's looking pretty good. I just have a few things that are booked for the remainder of the year, much of what was canceled for last year still hasn't been rescheduled. So, you know, churches are hesitant right now, but I'm noticing it's starting to open up, especially for the second half of 2021. So now would be a good time to contact me to see about bringing me in to speak to your church. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. All right, let's look at the Give Up Worry for Lent verse for today before we look at the gospel and talk a little bit about Saint Joseph. I like this because this is an incredibly simple message. It's from the letter of James, James chapter 4, verse 8. It really doesn't get any easier than this. Let me just read it. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. I don't know how this could be stated any simpler. And I think the important thing for us all to recognize, because I hear this all the time, how can I get closer to God? I don't know if I know him enough. This is a question that I have been asking myself for many years, especially during Lent. I've been concentrating on it. The way you get to know God, God is your Father in heaven, the best way is through Jesus Christ. Actually, that's the only way. Through Christ, we can know God on a personal level and have a personal relationship with him. But that goes through Jesus. So in Jesus, we have that relationship. Therefore, Jesus is really important. We need to spend time with him every day. Now, as a Catholic, I'm able to go to daily Mass and receive the Eucharist every day, which is something I don't know how I would live without. It was so hard when we were in lockdown last year and the church was closed and I wasn't able to receive Jesus. It was a really tough time. And it made me realize how much I took for granted the gift, the great gift of being able to receive him every day. So that's one way. Another way is through prayer. No matter what is going on in your life, even if you can't get out of the house, you can always pray. And that's a great way to, it's necessary to have a decent relationship with Christ is through prayer. So you got to spend some time with him in prayer. Another way, and it's the most effective way, the most reliable way to hear him speak to you is through Scripture. Because we know that Scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit. So the very Spirit of Christ has inspired the writers of the Bible to write what they wrote. So essentially, when we open the Bible, we hear Christ speaking to us. Now, can we misinterpret it? Yes, we can. It happens all the time. So it is possible for us to misinterpret what we find in the Bible. It is possible for that. But we know, without a doubt, that it is the Lord speaking to us. You know, if I get a thought, I don't know for sure that that's coming from the Lord. But if I read it in the Bible, I know that it is. You see where I'm going with that? But you could still misinterpret it. Now, Christ speaks in many other ways. He speaks through his church. He can speak through other people. He can speak through circumstances. But the most reliable way, I would say, is sacred scripture, the Bible. As we attempt to draw near to God, again, through Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit, this verse reminds us, assures us, probably more accurate to say, that God's going to respond. If we make an attempt, an effort, to get to know him, he's going to more than respond. In other words, he will do even more work than we're doing. But if we don't make the if we don't take the first step, if we don't make the effort, if we don't have a desire to get close to him, and it all begins with that desire. Even if you don't know where to start, even if you are completely unmotivated and lazy, which is how I spent most of my life, and I can still be lazy at times, even if you have the desire, even if you have, as Pope Francis has said, the desire for the desire. I mean, think about that one for a minute. Did you ever say to yourself, I wish I cared more to get to know God? That in itself gives God something to work with. Even the desire for the desire. And that's an Ignatian thing. St. Ignatius of Loyola has talked about that as well. But the desire for the desire is enough to get you started. I wish I cared more about my faith. I wish I cared more about getting to know God. I wish I cared enough to speak about him to others, to share him with others. It's not perfect, but that's a beginning. And God can really work with that. But once you have the desire and you start making the effort, I'm going to wake up early each morning. Now, that's not the desire for the desire. That's the next step. That's actually having the desire and putting it into practice. I'm going to wake up early. I am going to spend some time reading Scripture, or I'm going to spend some time in prayer. I'm going to make it a point to try to get to daily Mass, to spend some time at the Adoration Chapel, praying before the Blessed Sacrament, whatever you do. If you put that desire into practice, God's going to respond to that. And that's what you need to keep in mind, because sometimes we're too hard on ourselves. We think we're trying. I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to do some spiritual reading. I'm trying to get close to the Lord, but I don't feel it's happening. I don't feel it's happening. Give him a chance to work. If you make the effort, he'll respond. He doesn't always respond as quickly as you would like, but I guarantee you he will respond to you. So again, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. If you want to get close to him, just make the effort. And know that he's going to respond. He respects our free will. That's the thing about God. And he doesn't force his way into our lives. He respects our free will. So if we don't want to spend time with him, he's not going to make us. He wants us to come to him by our own free choice. That's what love is all about. And that's what he's going to do. So make the effort and it will be rewarded. It's so simple, it almost sounds like it can't be true. Too good to be true, right? But it's not. It is really the truth. If you make the effort to get close to God, he's going to respond. So I recommend you give that a shot today, especially during Lent. Maybe spend a little more time if you can. I don't know if you're already spending time with the Lord, but try to give him some time and let him really work in your life. All right, let's talk a little bit about St. Joseph. There is, again, today's a solemnity, which is a really big day. And if you're not Catholic, you might have a hard time with our Catholic belief in the intercessory power of the saints, and especially the Blessed Mother Mary and St. Joseph. They are absolutely human. They are not divine in any way. But we as Catholics believe that they have a place of prominence, especially Mary, followed by St. Joseph, in the church. If you don't have, and I'm not going to get too deeply into this because, you know, I just don't have the time to do it. And really, most of the people who listen to this show are Catholic. But in case you aren't Catholic and you do listen to it, what we can learn from various biblical saints, such as the Blessed Mother, such as Saint Joseph. Their lives, parts of their lives, are documented in the Bible. Now, as a Catholic, I believe that they can intercede for me. In other words, they can pray for me. They can take my requests, my intentions to God in a similar way that you would pray for me. I can ask you, would you please pray for me? But we believe that because these saints, they're recognized by the church as being in heaven, they're in a better position to present the intentions to God. This has always been a belief of the church, and that's why we as Catholics believe this. But maybe you don't believe that you can talk to the saints. Now, we don't know the mechanics of how it works, but our church teaches that it is possible for us to communicate our needs to the saints. They can't read minds. Again, they're not divine. But we can turn to them and ask for their help. And in some mysterious way, again, we don't know the mechanics, they can help us by carrying our intentions to God. Even if you don't believe that, you're not Catholic, you don't believe that, what I would say is another thing, and this benefits Catholics as well, if we look at the life of somebody like Joseph, he gives us a great role model. He's a great role model for us. He gives us a great example to follow of what it means to trust God and to obey God and to be humble. When you look at the life of Joseph, not a single of his words is recorded in the Bible. He was asked to take on a very difficult role, to really be courageous in going through with the marriage to the Blessed Mother, even after she had become pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. He was asked to go ahead and marry her, right? And he did it because God asked him to do it. He was asked, and again, the way God communicated with Joseph oftentimes, several times, was through dreams. Excuse me. I need to take a sip of my water. Fortunately, I got my beverage with me today. He was asked to take Mary and Jesus, after the Lord had been born, down to Egypt. And apparently, the common belief is that they stayed there for a few years in Egypt. This was not easy. You know, here Joseph is taking his family into a foreign country, a country that was hostile to the Israelites because they had escaped from slavery. So it could not have been easy, but the angel told Joseph to do it, and Joseph did it. Because of Joseph protecting Jesus and Mary, we got a Savior. We have a Savior due to the work of Saint Joseph. He's a behind the scenes guy, you know. And we'll look at the gospel today, but it just gives us an example of a good guy, somebody who was, according to Scripture, a righteous man, an example for us to follow. And that's why we honor Joseph today with a solemnity. Again, according to the church, the highest level of a feast day in the church is a solemnity. So it's a big day. It's a celebration. Before I read the gospel, I want to talk about this meat thing, because Catholics during Lent do not eat meat on Friday. We abstain for the Fridays of Lent, unless it's a solemnity. And if a solemnity occurs on a Friday, the obligation to abstain from meat is lifted. Now, as I said at the beginning of the show, you can view this as a loophole. And there was a time when that's what I would think. I would think, well, that's for wimps. I'm still going to not eat meat because I want to be a good person. You know, but what was happening was there was some pride creeping into my devotion. This is all about me. And I want to do this. I don't care if the church tells me I can. And I really believe, now you don't have to believe this, but this is my thought, I really believe it's a matter of attitude. Now today, even though I am free to not eat, to eat meat if I want, I didn't have to. But I felt that since this was, I didn't have to eat meat. I felt that this, since this was a special day, and I really wanted to celebrate Saint Joseph, not just spiritually, but materially, physically as well, because we are not just spiritual creatures as human beings. So we can celebrate by eating a real nice treat or something, a nice meal. So I made myself bacon this morning, a nice bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich on a bagel. And I put the picture on Facebook, and I noticed a lot of people doing the same thing. Now, I don't view this as a loophole. I wasn't dying to eat meat today. I'm kind of in that groove, and I'm okay with it. But I did it. I ate the meat to celebrate. It's really your attitude. If the church is telling us to celebrate, it's a good thing to celebrate. At least that's how I feel. On Sundays, many people don't abstain from whatever it is they're abstaining from during Lent. That's fine. The church hasn't weighed in one way or another about that. This is all voluntary anyway. But I personally don't give up things on Sunday because I want to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. So really, you can do what you want, but this is just my theory about this. I think it's fine to eat meat today. It's good to celebrate, good to eat a nice dessert, which I plan to do, by the way, to celebrate this great saint. Let's read this gospel before I run out of time. I'm getting hungry talking about food too. The gospel today is special for the solemnity of Saint Joseph. It's from Matthew, beginning in chapter 1. There's a couple pieces missing because the church is trying to highlight some key points. So these are excerpts from Matthew's gospel that we read today. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Joseph was trying to protect Mary. He thought that that's what God would want him to do, because he was a righteous man. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Now see, Joseph was afraid. It's okay to be afraid. It's not a sin. even though he was a righteous man, he was afraid. Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. Now there's an example of someone who was willing to let God mess up his plans. Joseph had a plan. He had a course of action. He was going to be married. He was betrothed to Mary. It's kind of like a formal engagement. And then this pregnancy happened. Joseph had to think fast, and he thought the best thing to do, the right thing to do, was to divorce Mary, which is based on the tradition of the time. An engagement was a formal commitment. So he made this decision, and what happened? God intervened and through the angel told Joseph, no, go ahead with the marriage. Joseph listened. Do you think that was easy? There's no way that could have been easy. But Joseph was willing to put his own needs on hold, his own desires on hold, his own plans on hold, if you will, and go with what God wanted him to do. This is the type of guy that I want to imitate. This is the type of person that Joseph was. So I recommend you look at his example, you try to imitate him, and I recommend also that you ask him to pray for you, because he's obviously in a good position and can do that, okay? Listen, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Don't forget the Gary Zimek Show. You can download that podcast wherever you get this podcast from. I'll take a closer look at the upcoming Sunday Mass reading. So they're the readings for the fifth Sunday of Lent. God willing, I plan to be back with you here on Monday. If you need anything over the weekend, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I'm going to be praying for you. Please pray for me as well. If you're able to send a donation to my ministry, you know I could use it. Followingthetruth.com is the place to do that. Thank you so much for everything. God bless you. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye now.